Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Yeah. All right, guys, greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. We are officially now in the thick of it, because now Tropical Storm Nicole is now Hurricane Nicole, and I just found out something. I knew that I had a good idea that he was going to come over here, because he always goes to where the storms are, and this guy is absolutely brilliant, and I'm a big fan of his. I listened to him on Tom and Dan and the Drew Garabo show. But Mike from Mike's Weather Page, this guy has so many followers. Like I said, he's been on Drew Garabo's show, but he's over in Volusia County right now. So, if you guys can do me a favor, if you are watching the show, go to Mike's Twitter page, at Tropical Update. And that's on Twitter, at Tropical Update. And tweet at him and, hey, Tuttle's talking about you. He's a big fan of yours. He loves what you do. I want to go out. I want to meet Mike. Like, I am completely marking out to Mike. So, like, if anybody knows him, or because he's in Volusia County right now because of this storm, and I want to go out. I want to go out, even though there's a curfew. Even though there's a curfew, I kept all my media credentials from all the other radio companies I've worked with. I can get out there. I don't drink anymore. I got a valid driver's license. I got insurance. I got my registration. And I got my media credentials. I would love to go out there and meet Mike. Kind of follow him around a little bit. Mike has a really popular website, spaghettimodels.com. He's got a great YouTube channel, a lot of people. So I would love to go out and just, because Mike was down in Fort Myers during Hurricane Ian. He goes to all the tropical storms, and it's great. Now, I'm Mike from Mike's Weather Page on all platforms. I would love to have him on the show. So if anybody knows him, you know what though? Well, that's good. Hey, Mandy, how are you, Mandy? Yeah, I mean, I got my media credentials and stuff, and I know that you went up to the panhandle to do a lot of the rebuilding up there when that big hurricane hit there. Hope you're well, Mandy. It's been a long time. But yeah, Mike is in town, and I want to mark out to Mike from Mike's Weather Page. So if anybody knows him, or tweet at him and say, hey, Tuttle's talking about you. He wants to have you on Tropical Update. So if anybody knows him, let's make this happen. Cause I want to follow Mike around and kind of document like what he does, because he does a great job and the dude's making a lot of money on it. But Here is one of the latest updates.
Some of the wave
not
action.
The latest.
Break that down a little bit. There's so many things we have to focus on.
Look at how angry.
So just hang with us. We can't do it all at
That's
one
an
time.
Angry
we
seat.
Give you bits and pieces, and if you hang with us over the duration, you get that information. Oh. You're looking.
You know what? Man, Disco Scotty is in the room. Hey, Disco, could you, if you don't want to do it tonight, I want to have, I got a full working studio. I can take phone calls. I can do video chatting. We can do any of that. So if you'd like to call in tonight, I would love to talk to you. It's been a while, man. I hope all is well in your world. For real. But you got Tony Manalfi. Who do you guys think in the Orlando, Central Florida market is the big wig? Who is the Elvis of weather head meteorologists? You got Tom Terry on Channel 9 WFTV. You got Tony Manalfi at WESH. And then you got Tom Sorrells. Now, I will say this. I'm more fond of Tom Sorrells. Personally, this is really hard. I got to work with Tom Terry for a little while at Magic 107.7. So I know all these people. But Tom Sorrells is my guy. Tom Sorrells is definitely my guy. Captain Sunshine, Tom Sorrells, yes. Yes. And then if I had to rank number two, I would say Tony Manalfi. Tony Manalfi got famous because he was working at night. You guys remember the Groundhog Day tornado outbreak that we had? I can't even tell you what year it was. 2004, 2005. And he was on there, and the guy just absolutely killed it, Tony Manalfi. And then Tom Terry. I love Tom Terry.
Looking for a look at the state of the seas right now up towards New Smyrna Beach right now. Just unbelievable that they look that tall from that high up. There's Nicole right now with the 4 o'clock advisory. Still a tropical storm. Remember, the next full advisory comes in at 7.
And by the way, it is now a hurricane. It's a hurricane. And you know, like, if you see a weatherman that's been there for a really, really, really long time, then if the jacket has come off, they're just wearing the shirt and stuff. Hi, Emma. Hello, Emma. How are you? Hopefully, your dad is buying some ice cream and stuff. Oh. Tom Van sent me a contact form. Thank you, Tom Van. Vulture, if I send you an email contact, can you please reach out and explain to him that I'm really good friends with Drew Garabo? And Tom and Dan, he's on there all the time. I just texted it to you, Vulture. Can you shoot him an email and ask him, give him my number or whatever, because I want to go meet up with him after the show. But Tom Van just sent me his direct email. Tom, I just have his email, and he gave me the email, and he said, super nice guy. Please, Vulture, please, please make that happen. I want to go out, and I want to ride around and follow Mike from Mike's weather page. I think it would be fun. I really, really do.
7 o'clock, we will get an intermediate advisory. It doesn't change the cone. That's not to say that this can't be upgraded, but more than likely that will head our way later on tonight. It's going to move off towards the west-northwest, up towards the north side of Tampa, back into the northeastern Gulf of Mexico, racing a bit more quickly. Look at 1 o'clock. It's almost already out of our northwestern nook, and the buoy data well to the north of it, showing 40-foot.
By the way, you guys would not... I Okay, I will. Thank you, Mandy. The erosion is so bad. They actually evacuated three buildings in Wilbur by the Sea, Daytona Beach Shores, because the last thing that they want is something that happened down in Miami where a condo just basically collapses, because the erosion is super, super bad.
Mile an hour winds well to the north of our storm, and all of that's going to translate back towards the coast here with the wave energy, the winds taking that wave energy back towards the coast. And that's why we're worried about that intense coastal beach erosion, the piers, those inlets where the water comes back in. Look at these winds right now, 41 Daytona Beach, 44 in Melbourne. And as we increase the winds, we increase the wave heights, and that's what's going to be going on Tuesday morning, probably at the apex as the storm is making landfall.
You know, Tony, and then tomorrow you got Kellyanne Class that's going to come in and close it out.
Just 2 hours south, and then gradually as we turn the winds around to the southwest Saturday and Friday.
See, Fozzie, I agree with you. As a Floridian, a Category 1 storm is not that bad. I mean, most Floridians, like myself, born and raised in Florida, If it's anything less than a 3, we're just laughing at it. But the ground is already saturated out here in Volusia County. See, a lot of people don't realize this. They saw all the storm damage that happened down in Fort Myers, but we absolutely got more rain in Volusia County than any other place during Ian. And the beach erosion is already bad. And this is also coming in from the Atlantic side. It is a, like Mandy right here said, whole new ballgame. It is, because let's be honest, Ian weakened a lot by the time it got to us here. Now, so Nicole is going to be the same as what we dealt with during Ian. And the erosion is bad. I promise you. I don't want to see it happen, but I hope it doesn't. But I have a bad feeling. I have a really bad feeling that one of those buildings are going to come down.
Those waves begin to move off to the north and east. We get back to some sort of normalcy as we head into the upcoming weekend, which you can see right here for Brevard, Flagler, and Volusia County. By Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're going in the right direction with the nearshore breakers about where they should be, 1 to 2, maybe 3 feet. Got to show you the tide times. Very, very important. Reporters are out.
See, this is the other thing that a lot of people. High tide is coming up here at 8 o'clock tonight. And then it's going to go down, and then it's going to come back up. So we still have two more high tide cycles that we have to deal with this storm on top of the surge.
On the field taking the notes on this, I'm sure. Flagler Beach, 8:02, Daytona Beach, 7:30, Cocoa Beach at 7:32 tonight. We flip the page now into Wednesday. You can see.
Oh, Mandy, I didn't even think about that. High tide and full moon. Ooh.
Flagler Beach, 8:19, Daytona Beach, 8:14, and Cocoa Beach, again, at about 8 o'clock in the morning with a second high tide later on in the day. But I think at that point, we're going to be in better shape as the storm will be well to our north and west. Plenty more to talk about with Nicole. Here's Cam.
That's
Cam,
right. We want to focus
Cam,
in on the
Tram.
Winds. We were talking about
what
how
up,
wide the wind field is with Nicole. And I want to show you, this is a look at the tropical storm strength winds overlaying Nicole right now. You see, those tropical storm strength winds extend almost 500 miles out from the center of circulation. Now, there right now it is a tropical storm with winds of 70 miles.
See, this is what worries me here. Right now it is a hurricane, but you got 87, 87, 87, and 85 there. So once it gets over the Bahamas, I think it's going to kind of, it's going to hulk up. I think Nicole is going to hulk up. Might possibly be a 2 before it comes in. Fozzie, if you will, he writes, I don't understand why they are leaving Artemis on the launch pad during the storm. I kind of agree with you, Fozzie, but won't launch if it's sprinkling. What gives, NASA? Well, I mean, let's be honest. Elon has been so efficient when it comes to SpaceX that all these delays and everything that NASA's having, it makes them look like a bunch of amateurs. It just does. But man, I hope they launch that on the 15th. I want to see a Knight Artemis launch. And I've already turned in for media credentials to go and see the Artemis launch. So I can get as close as most people, as close as you can get, because I'm going to have media credentials. And Artemis is going to be brighter and bigger than anything that you've ever seen blasted off into space from Cape Canaveral. And it's going to be at night. Sign me up. I'm going to that.
Proud, but there is a brief window where this could actually intensify to a Category 1 hurricane. As it moves due west right now, it is expected to move in some pretty warm waters here out of the southwestern Atlantic, and that does give it that brief window from...
Mandy, I mean, you bring up a great point. Mandy says it's going to sit there and suck up all the water in that shallow, warm water. I mean, great point. I didn't even think about that. It's shallow, warm water. I don't want anybody to think like I'm being an alarmist or anything, because I'm not. I'm not trying to be an alarmist. But, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that where Nicole is about the same area Hurricane Andrew was at before it blew up. And it is the worst storm that's ever hit the state of Florida.
About now till about midnight, that it could intensify and again be a Category 1 hurricane just before it makes landfall. So we talked about the winds, the beach erosion, the coastal flooding. Now we have the threat for severe weather. And unfortunately, the threat is going to be happening late tonight into the...
All right. So, yeah. So there's a hurricane. It's coming. We're going to be okay. We'll bounce back. We're Floridians. We're just dumb and tough. We are just dumb and tough. We got the white trash genes in us here in the state of Florida. A lot of people are like, oh, why would you want to say, oh, you got the white trash gene in you and stuff? It's healthy stock. We might be a little bit more dumb than you, but guess what? We are healthier for the most part. Minus the cigarettes and the beer and the whiskey and the drugs and stuff like that. But we just have a healthier immune system. We're like cockroaches. Florida crackers are like cockroaches. I texted it to you, Vulture. You didn't get it? Yeah, pills. Yeah, of course, pills. Pills are what it's all about here in the state of Florida. I just texted it to you again, Mr. Vulture. Can you message me and let me know that you got it in the chat room? But yeah, it's all... Look, let's be honest. Even though the drugs, the cigarettes, and the alcohol probably are killing us and stuff, it's also toughening. It's toughening us up. It is. Because guess what? You didn't see, you saw people wearing masks during the pandemic and stuff, but here in the state of Florida, you know, I don't like Ron DeSantis personally. I don't like a lot of stuff, the abortion thing. Yeah, I'm not on board with that. But at the same time, I really do think that we just have a stronger immune system down here in Florida. And I think it's kind of Florida natives have just built up a callus to pretty much everything. I know we had a big death toll during the pandemic. But guess what? A lot of people retire here. It's just the way that it is. I don't know. You see a lot of these kids and stuff that are getting this RSV, this respiratory thing, as young kids and stuff. It's because we a lot of people were wearing masks and everything. Up in the I was about to say the United Kingdom, but UK. Well, hold on. I'm gonna play another story first. So up in the United Kingdom, up at the University of Kentucky, this white student was caught on camera being racist as hell. And now they had this big march, and I'll play this story, but I wanted to play the video for you first. And this is just a white privileged little bitch, in my opinion. And you just can't do this stuff out in public. Even if you are racist, you know that it is going to get caught on camera. You just got to be smarter. Because we got a lot of dumb racists now.
Could you stop?
No.
Thank you.
I'm getting
lost.
All the beeps that you're hearing is the N-word, by the way. I'm just saying that this is just a drunk, white privileged, well, I don't even want to say white. This is just a privileged, prissy chick that's been pampered all of her life. And just because she didn't get her way, she just let it rip.
I did not get paid enough for this.
Exactly.
It says a white student at the University of Kentucky faces criminal charges after hurling racial slurs and attempting to punch a black student. Fozzie, is she a good person? No, she's not, but yeah, she is hot. She definitely is hot. Wow. This is so uncomfortable, man. And does she not realize that there's cameras everywhere? This is how drunk this little bitch was, because she can't see all the people with cameras.
Are you okay?
Yeah, it is very, very awkward. It is. It's very awkward. But here's the story.
For a march against locally. Racism, it comes on the heels of an on-campus incident early Sunday morning.
Cell phone video appears to show Sophia Rosing using racial slurs against and assaulting another student. That student, Kyla Spring, was one of several tonight who spoke out against Rosing's actions. At the same time the students were beginning their march, Rosing was released on bond from the Fayette County Detention Center.
This weekend's incident has garnered attention both on campus and away from UK. WKYT's Jeremy Tom shows us the emotional march as students call for change. It's our top story at 11.
Hundreds took to UK's campus Monday night to speak their minds. Both in support of Kyla Spring.
I just want to give grace to that girl, especially as a freshman going through that.
What up, Sarah Dickens? What up, Sarah Dickens?
sophomore. I never went through something like that, so I just hope the best for her.
And against Sophia Rosing on the same night that the 22-year-old bonded out of jail. Students and activists alike voiced their displeasure not just with the incident, but also with how the university has handled it since.
They want to tell you, they want to hide it, they want to say, we care about you, we don't condone any of that. Why is she still a student?
Okay, I agree. I agree that she needs to be kicked out of the school. She does. Now, she should get in trouble for physically assaulting the student. Yeah, no, she bonded out. She bonded out. I despise racism, but also at the same time, where's her First Amendment right? I despise racism. I like people to display their racism out for everybody because then we know what they're like. As long as you're not physically harming somebody because of their race or religion, or you're trying to stop them from making a living, that's fine. You can't do that. You can't not, you just can't do that. But also at the same time, is it really illegal to be racist? Once again, I despise racism. She should most certainly be kicked out of the school.
She should not be here.
The university says that its Office of Student Conduct is working.
I hate it. I'll voice my opinion with all this stuff, but, you know, we have these hardline laws here in the United States. First Amendment. I believe in absolute freedom of speech. I do. As you can say all the hateful words and everything that you want to, it's not against the law. It's not illegal. But when you stop somebody for making a living or you physically harm them and stuff, then I have a problem with that. And I agree with you, Mandy. It is a principle.
Working through its disciplinary process, and spring is awaiting its resolution.
I'm deeply saddened by the events that took place. But I am most grateful for justice that is to come.
Kyla's mother, Betsy, also stepped up and shared her thoughts, imploring the crowd to ensure that this is not just a moment, but the start of a movement.
Our entire family, we thank you for this support. But do not let it stop here.
Say her name!
Kyla Spring!
Say her
This chick's having the worst day in the world.
Fighting back tears, Kyla shared a message of unity with her Black community at UK, and a message of strength with her accused attacker.
And to Ms. Rosing, you will not break my spirit.
In Lexington, Jeremy.
Hold on. Let me read what Dave said. What if you demean people calling the cockroaches and they get killed? Could that speech have influenced that? You bring up a great point. I mean, there is limits to free speech and everything. You can't go into a movie theater and yell fire and stuff like that and a bunch of people get hurt. You just can't do it. I don't know. I do see your point, Dave. I really do.
Tom's.
So, there was that story. And I am going to go out and get some, you know, hurricane content, hurricane footage and stuff. So, I'm not going to do the longest show. I've had this story in the hopper for a while. See, also, I keep a lot of my news stories. So if anybody remembers me playing this story, just speak up in the chat room. Say you've heard it. You've probably heard the story before, but if you've heard it on my show, let me know. Because I don't want to be that guy, but this is a great story.
At St. Stanislaus School in East Chicago, parents and students sending a message to administrators.
I don't think they're giving us enough. I think they need to come down to the actual safety plans. I want to see in place plans, protocols.
This protest comes a week after a teacher was removed from her classroom after allegedly telling a student and school officials she had a kill list targeting children and staff.
Okay. I will tell you a little story. I was in eighth grade, and we had a deaf teacher. He had the cochlear implants in his ears, so he could hear, but he could turn them up and everything. He was our history teacher. We tortured that man into quitting his job. You know what we would do to this teacher, this deaf teacher? We would raise our hands and be like, hey, we got, but we wouldn't be talking. We would move our lips like we were talking. We'd have our hands raised. And he couldn't hear us. So you know what he would do? He would turn up his hearing aids full blast so he could hear. And we would all scream at the same time. Man, that's really fucked up. And we did a lot of horrible things until one day we came in to his history class and it was on the blackboard. He quit. We were such assholes that we made a teacher quit. That was deaf, and we would fake like he couldn't hear us. And then we would scream and we'd blow out his eardrums even more. He already had bad hearing and we would do that. And he quit. He quit. Wrote it on the board going into class. And then they had to bring in a substitute and stuff. And I, now looking back, at the time I didn't feel bad, but now looking back on it, we were real assholes.
The decision by administrators to allow the teacher, 25-year-old Angelica Carrasquillo, to leave the school before contacting police, drawing outrage.
I think the adults that were in that building that day need to be held accountable.
The teacher was arrested the next day.
Okay. All right, so hear me out on this, okay? It doesn't make it worse if she actually wrote the list out. Say she wrote the list out, and she had actual students' names on it and faculty members and stuff. Or she just told the student, I got a kill list, and this is who I'm going to kill. I think it's worse if you have an actual list that's written down. I'm just saying. Like, I think it's way worse if you actually have a list. How can you get, I mean, that would be, I've talked about this on Bubba's show. I said, like, he was like, oh, Tuttle, are you going to come in and kill everybody on the show? And I did say, I've thought about it. And if I was to do that, who I, in what order I would do it. That would be like the cops coming after me. I'm just saying. Fozzie, if you will, I would say it said that it was notes for my screenplay that I'm working on. And Vulture, you would never be on my list. Never. Never at all.
And police say she's currently in a medical facility. St. Stanislaus, which is run by the Diocese of Gary, says it's changed all its exterior locks, increased security at entrance.
It's a private school, too.
Retained an outside firm to review its safety protocols and closed its weekly mess to the public.
There's probably a lot of shady stuff going on at that school.
More action. Do we feel that their kids are safe currently? Absolutely not.
Many parents say they want an option for remote learning, in part because police have not conducted a sweep of the school, which authorities say must come at the request of administrators. A week later, police still have not been able to question the teacher or search her home. She's been charged with felony intimidation, but police say when she's medically able, she'll be allowed to post bond.
At some point, she will be released, but we are in constant communication with the school. The police department is, with the superintendent.
I mean, did she have an arsenal of weapons like she was Neo in The Matrix? Because, I mean, you can write it, write whatever you want down. As long as you don't tell the actual person, I'm going to kill this person.
And with the diocese.
School officials declined our request for an interview, but in a statement said they remain committed to the safety and well-being of students.
All right, before I go, I do want to play something. I had a guy reach out to me this week, well, last week, and I did end up talking to him. Gary. I should have asked him how to pronounce his last name, but Gary Miscelli? I'm sure it's very Italian, and I'm sure I butchered it, but he's a voiceover guy. He does character voices and stuff like that, and he's a big fan of the show. Like, he stumbled upon the show, and he reached out to me and was like, hey, I would love to do some stuff for you, and I'm yeah, we talked, and I gotta tell you, he's a great guy. We're going to work on some stuff. I'm writing some liners and stuff for him to do. But he also does character voices. So Gary did this for me. And I'm going to put his contact and everything in the show notes so you guys can find him. But he's an amazing guy.
Hey, guys. You're listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Now keep on listening.
Oh, Gary. I mean, that's just like a little bit of a taste. Because I listened to his demo reel and stuff, and I think we're going to be able to come up with some great stuff. So, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to see if I can track down Mike from Mike's Weather page, because I want to go out and get some great content. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.